This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD&IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, July 3rd, 2026. ARRL Field Day 2026 is over, but hams across the Americas and around the world are still talking about the event, and they are busy submitting their results. And as a reminder, entries must be postmarked or submitted via the web app by Tuesday, July 28th, 2026, and late entries cannot be accepted. And make sure you check your entries on the Field Day website as well. If your entry is missing any required document or bonus point proof, that status will be listed as pending. Participants may upload additional documentation to the entry for up to 30 days after the entry deadline. And as of Thursday, July 3rd, over 2,400 entries have already been sent. Social media has been inundated with photos and stories about Field Day. The SPA Amateur Radio Association in Arizona had a good turnout and coverage by the local newspaper. You can check out their activity at their website. And the Dalton Amateur Radio Club, W4DRC, in Whitfield County, Georgia, had a big day for Field Day. Their event was filled with great food, fellowship, and the enjoyment of operating multiple stations. One of the highlights was welcoming visitors who stopped by to learn about amateur radio, Field Day, and the club's activities. Several members of the Whitfield County Aries were also in attendance, along with ARRL Georgia Section Manager Hank Blackwood, K4HYJ. The Dalton Amateur Radio Club, by the way, is an affiliated ARRL club. The 2026 Youth on the Air Americas Camp, held in Huntsville, Alabama, June 14th to the 19th, welcomed 35 campers from 17 states and 3 countries, USA, Mexico, and Argentina, between the ages of 15 and 25, to experience a week of hands-on, peer-led, ham radio learning, community building, and fun. YOTA America's Camp Director Neil Rapp, WB9VPG, said the kids enjoyed an amateur radio on the International Space Station contact with astronaut Chris Williams, KJ5GEW, who was on board the ISS, as well as a surprise in-person visit by ISS Payload Communications Manager Penny Pettigrew and others from NASA's Marshall Space Flight Center Payload Operations Team. Campers also had time to sharpen their kit-building skills and get acquainted with how to go on youth-focused de-expeditions, operate satellites, and better use the DX clusters to earn DXCC. They also operated Special Event Station W4Y and visited the U.S. Space and Rocket Center and Signals Museum of Communications Technology. The week ended with an intercultural evening where everyone could meet the DX and share foods and souvenirs from their home QTH. A video of that camp is available on the YouTube playlist, along with a photo album. Fred Johnson, K6FRD, is an amateur radio operator in Riverside, California, and like many hams, he lives in an HOA-controlled neighborhood. For Johnston, finding practical low-visibility antenna solutions has become part of the fun over the years. For years, I struggled to enjoy HF because, like many amateurs in an HOA, towers and conventional outdoor antennas simply aren't an option, said Johnson. I tried several radios over the years, but without an effective antenna, I rarely heard much activity and had very limited success making contacts. A few weeks ago, though, I decided to stop chasing radios and instead focus on building the best stealth antenna I could. The result was a simple 145-foot horizontal loop made of 14-gauge wire mounted on stainless steel cup hooks around the top of his backyard fences about 6 feet above the ground. That wire is insulated from the hooks with short pieces of clear vinyl tubing and is fed with a 4-to-1 current balun and approximately 25 feet of RG8X coax. He also added ferrite chokes at both antenna and radio ends of the feed line to help keep and minimize common mode current and noise. The results have honestly exceeded my expectations, he said. My noise floor is typically only S1 to S2, and allowing me to hear stations I would have never heard and completely missed before. ARRL Field Day 2026 gave Johnson a chance to operate his unit entirely on battery power using his IC7300 and his new antenna. And he went on to say that he hopes that sharing his successes and occasional lessons learned along the way encourages other operators, especially those with HOA restrictions, to get on the air and enjoy the amazing hobby. The 2026 World Radio Sport Team Championship, WRTC, will be hosted by the United Kingdom from July 8th through the 13th. This is the 10th WRTC, which relocates to a new host nation every 4 years and is often referred to as the Olympics of amateur radio contesting. The WRTC event is designed to provide a platform for high-achieving ham radio contesters to compete on a level playing field in the same geographic region using identical antennas, output power, and other operating conditions. There will be 50 teams of two, each with an assigned referee. Each team will be allocated an HF operating site in southeastern England, where they will take part in a 24-hour single-sideband CW contest over the weekend, making WRTC a contest within a contest. One of the youth teams competing this year includes ARRLHQ staff member, Education and Learning Support Specialist Max Friedman, N4ML. His teammate is Willow Muldrin, W7WLW. "This is the best of the best competition," said Friedman. He will fly to the UK, bringing his gear with him, which he says involves a lot of paperwork. "I'm looking forward to working with my teammate Willow, and we are excited to be participating." For the first time, ARRL is making a special supply of the popular Gill Mug available to ARRL Life members when you join the ARRL Diamond Club at the introductory level, with a gift starting at $100. One side features a classic hilarious cartoon by the legendary Phil Gildersleeve, W1CJD. Gill, the beloved ham cartoonist whose work defined QST for nearly 40 years. Gill's cartoons captured the joy, frustration, and spirit of amateur radio like no one else, from his iconic Jeeves illustration to everyday ham shack humor. He was a skilled operator, a true pioneer, and a cornerstone of our community's culture. The other side proudly displays the ARRL logo with your name below it, a perfect tribute to your lifelong dedication. This mug was previously available only as a premium with new or renewing 3-year memberships. Life members had no opportunity to get one until now. Supply is strictly limited. These mugs won't last long, and once they're gone, this special offer for life members closes. It's our way of saying thank you for your years and support and inviting you to invest in the future of amateur radio. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, has appointed Ray Sokola, K9RS, of Wilmington, Delaware, as Vice Director of the ARRL Atlantic Division. The appointment fills the vacancy created in January when former Vice Director Marty Newingham, AG3I, assumed the office of Atlantic Division Director. Sokola will serve the remainder of the term that expires December 31st, 2026. The Atlantic Division includes the ARRL sections of Delaware, Eastern Pennsylvania, Western Pennsylvania, Maryland, D.C., Northern New York, Western New York, and Southern New Jersey. Rescue and recovery efforts are still underway in Venezuela following twin earthquakes that struck that country last week. Amateur radio operators around the world are helping with emergency communications. All amateurs are being asked to keep 7135 kilohertz in the 40-meter band clear for emergency communications in the wake of those earthquakes. The request to keep 7135 kilohertz protected is still in effect. ARRL will provide further updates as they are issued. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Another field day has come and gone. If your group participated, remember to submit your scores towards the ARRL field day. If you happen to make some satellite contacts, it was also the AMSAT field day. You can submit your satellite score to AMSAT as well. We make it easy. You can find the rules on AMSAT.org. Hover over the Events tab and select Field Day. At the bottom of the rules, there is a form to fill in. We count the satellites differently than the ARRL. We consider each mode the satellite may be operating as a satellite. So, if the VU transponder was active and the satellite also sent a picture, that would be two different satellites. We also allow you to contact the same station on each of the different modes or satellites. We allow only one FM contact during field day for us, but unlimited SSB or CW or digital contacts. Send your completed form along with a description of your site or fund and a picture or two that may be published in the next AMSAT journal to me, KK5DO, at ARRL.net. I acknowledge each one received within a day. If you listen to the passes of the ISS and SO50, you would have heard something like everyone in your club trying to key up on your local repeater at once. RS-44 was much easier as it has a wide passband. Do a little practice for next year and try RS-44 or another linear satellite. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. Just ahead in radio sport this week, on July 4th, the NZART Memorial Contest, that's CW and Phone. July 4th and 5th, the TAVHF-UHF Contest, CW and Phone there. July 4th and 5th as well, the CQ Worldwide VHF Single Sideband CW Contest, that's CW and Phone. 4th and 5th, Marconi Memorial HF Contest, that's CW. Also, July 4th and 5th, the Original QRP Contest, that's CW Phone. And July 4th and 5th, the PODXS070 Club 40-meter Firecracker Sprint, that is digital. Remember to visit the ARRL Contest calendar for more events and information in your area. Upcoming ARRL conventions and major events, July 11th, the SVARC Hamfest, that's hosting the ARRL North Dakota Section Convention in Minot, North Dakota. July 17th through the 19th, the Glacier Waterton Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Montana Section Convention, that's in Essex, Montana. July 25th, the ARRL South Dakota State Convention, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And also on July 25th, the ARRL West Virginia State Convention, that's in Sutton, West Virginia. And you might want to save the date, October 9th through the 10th, for SparkCom 2026, hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention, that's in Sedalia, Missouri. And remember to search the ARRL Hamfest and Convention database to find more events in your area. Falling America 250 W1AW portable activations begin at 0000 Zulu on Wednesdays and end at 2359 Zulu on Tuesdays. That's 7 days total for each activation. Here are the current activations. July 8th, no activations because of the IARU-HF contest. July 13th, Georgia, W1AW/4 with the host KJ4CNC. July 15th, Indiana, W1AW/9 host AK9R. July 15th as well, the Pennsylvania, W1AW/3, host K3LR. Also on July 15th, Utah, W1AW/7, with the host NA7C. See the complete schedule at www.arrl.org/America250-WAS. This reminder that ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut will be closed on Friday, July 3rd, 2026, in observance of the U.S. Independence Day holiday. There will be no W1AW bulletins or code practice transmissions during the holiday weekend. Regular hours will resume Monday, July 6th, 2026 at 8 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. And finally this week, thanks to the Madison Area Repeater Association Net in Madison, Wisconsin, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.